It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
All right, so Denton, we got one more thing we need to do, and it's going to be final battle time. This has always been my favorite segment. This will never, ever get old for me. You ready for the final battle?
I am, and I'm going to add one thing to it,
right,
too, but you can start when you're ready.
I'll start. The final battle, it goes like this. We didn't have time to talk about it. It was going to be my Jono's best. LeVar Ball, I'm sure you heard about it, $495 shoes. Dick Vitale, Dickie V had a little something to say about it. I'll paraphrase him. He said something like, yeah, well, if Lonzo Ball keeps playing defense like he did, it's going to be, you might as well change it to $495. You have everybody weighing in on these shoes. You have LeVar Ball saying if you're not a big baller, you shouldn't get these shoes. Well, I think he's a big bogus, honestly. That's what I want to call him. I think he's a joke. He's the worst thing to happen to sports in a very long time. Go home. He was a failed NFL player for the Jets. Didn't make the team. I'm really tired of him, to be honest, and I don't want to hear anything else about him. I think he's gotten, what, Darren Rovell said he got like $50 million in free publicity?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm tired of
that,
man.
The worst part was he started off as somewhat deal withable because he was a father who was great.
Just and obnoxious now.
Now it's turned into over the top stuff. He always wears the big baller brand shirt when he goes on television and all that stuff. And now these
photo shoots,
$495 for a guy that hasn't even been drafted yet, let alone played a single NBA minute, let alone had a single NBA practice. We haven't even done the combine yet. And he's charging $495 for the shoes,
yeah,
and $225 for those slides.
Why don't you get some rings and then we'll buy your shoes?
Better,
how about that?
That better heal a broken ankle.
All right, moving on. New IAAF, International Association of Athletic Federation, track rules could result in a couple of world champions being stripped of their records because they want to change the rules to have been tested about six times leading up to their performances. That was a requirement, so that's not what happened with these two individuals that did win. The reason why I wanted to bring this up is because I know you like track.
I do.
If you win, you've won, right?
You won.
And you know what? If somebody cheated or if there's I mean, you can't take a trophy back like that.
No, honestly. Realistically, you can't take the memory back. You can take the trophy
exactly,
if you
that
really
too.
Want
You're
to.
You're right about that.
But they still won the race. Now, does it suck if they, you know, violated some sort of policy? Yes, but they still won the race.
All right. So, moving on. How about this? WWE, always got to mention it. One-third of NWO, Sean X-Pac Waltman, arrested for methamphetamine possession and intent to sell it at LAX. Surprised?
I thought he was on a better track, man.
Surprised?
You know, some of these guys had some issues with substance abuse. I thought X-Pac was on a better track. I guess I was wrong.
All right.
Not too surprised, though, for being honest.
Poor X-Pac. I don't know if you saw this, Denton. The Toledo Mudhens, they're a minor league team. You got the picture right here. They celebrated Sgt. Pepper's night. They had these awesome Beatles jersey. Go look them up if you hadn't seen them. What do you think about these jerseys? I know that a lot of these teams are entertainment first, baseball second. Do you think this is...
I'm a fan of, like, crazy jerseys, even if it's just for a night.
If you had to pick one band to model a jersey off of, what would you pick?
Well, I was a big Green Day fan when I was...
A Green Day?
Yeah, I was a big Green Day fan.
Okay, so is that just like
school.
Some punk rocker
just be
clothes?
Like punk grunge, but that's kind of lame.
Maybe like a Grenade or something?
Maybe
for
like...
the American Idiot cover?
Beatles is a... Yeah, oh, that'd be sweet. American Idiot frame jerseys, those would be nice.
That's,
I guess the Beatles are a good one, though, or maybe like...
Go.
Van Halen, I don't know. Led Zeppelin, maybe.
Speaking in the, keeping with the theme of pictures, New York Mets player, who was it?
Kevin.
We just talked about
Plawicko,
it. Plawicko? Yeah, Plawicko or something like
nice
that.
Little love toy
I just saw
room.
It. Yeah, he had a, he was photographed taking a picture in the New York Mets locker room. He had what you would say
a rocket ship.
Adult toy. In one of the lockers.
And
I mean, you're taking
just,
a picture. Shouldn't you know?
Sitting out there.
Come on, man.
See, I don't think it was that player's particular. The guy in the picture.
Well, maybe you want to. I mean, you're kind of like a professional player.
You
so.
Should probably look at a picture before you post it. That's the moral of the story. It runs common in sports.
You certainly
here.
Would. All right, you had something to say for
the
final battle.
Thing here, the final battle, because we, you know, we talked about how we never have news breaking on the show. Well, we had some news break. Kelly Oubre is going to be suspended for Game 4. four of the Wizards Celtics after the altercation where he essentially threw a flying
battle
four
of the
off.
Kellys, and that was going to be your final battle, right?
That was going to be my Denton knows best on how that's a rivalry best, yeah. and the physicality and all that stuff. But needless to say, it's a little ridiculous he got suspended. All he really did was shove the guy, and Olynyk kind of flopped. He didn't throw a punch or anything. The NBA is getting soft, man. In the 90s, that was a regular thing. The NBA is getting soft.
Oh, man. So you think it should be negated?
He should have been kicked out of the game off for game three, but he shouldn't be suspended for that. He didn't punch him in the face. No contact with him. He just pushed him over. And realistically, Kelly Olynyk shouldn't have even fallen down. He's 7 foot.